I'd like to just go over some major issues that are on Atlantan's mind right now. Let's start with transportation. What actions fall under city council's control vis-a-vis traffic and transit?
In terms of traffic and transportation, we have the Renew Atlanta bond money. We have the T-SPLOS money and how that is going to be allocated and how we're going to move those projects forward. We also have connections and coordination with MARTA. MARTA comes and presents on a quarterly basis about how they're moving forward because MARTA is a big piece to our transportation. I sit as a representative for the council on the Atlanta Regional Commission, and I come to that committee and give reports. And the Atlanta Regional Commission, as you know, is really important at this point because we are now in the process of formulating the board, which will be the ATL board, which is the new transportation arm that has been established by the state, and who's going to sit on it and how that is going to work in terms of transit, how it will impact MARTA. Those are very key and important issues that we are dealing with. So from, you know, just the infrastructure needs that we have in the Renew Atlanta bonds, whether it's paving unpaved roads, repaving roads, because potholes is like a number one thing that people complain about, traffic signalization. People really need to pay attention to how that money is spent and how those projects are allocated. And then with the T-SPLOS money, in addition, we have some of those projects, but also funding for MARTA. So one of the big controversies there is which project is going to be the first project. Is it going to be a rail for Beltline, which we definitely need? We created the Beltline for that, and that's certainly where we need transit. But then you have the south side of town that's been waiting for many years for rail to come there. You know, how are we going to prioritize those two things? And then on top of that, we have annexed the Emory area into the city of Atlanta, and they have been asking for the Clifton Corridor. So all of those things are kind of in the mix now, and this committee has some influence in how that will be done. Of course, MARTA has sort of a big say in terms of the prioritization of the rail projects.
So MARTA presents city council with the priorities list, and city council gets the final write-off?
Well, we don't get the final write-off. There is a board. MARTA board will be making that final decision, because understand that MARTA is funded primarily through the city of Atlanta, Fulton County, and DeKalb County. So there's more partners involved in that. Each of us, of course, can send our strong desire for one thing or another. We have appointees from those different entities on that board that we can certainly interact with. But right now, it's sort of a MARTA board decision in terms of how that's going to be prioritized. And we're hearing a lot from citizens. Definitely, like I said, Beltline. There's a lot of citizens that want to see that rail built out on the Beltline, as well as the Southwest Corridor. And then now that we've annexed Emory, we're hearing a lot from them on the Clifton Corridor and how important that is. Don't have enough money to do all three. So
you got to go one, two, and then three.
Exactly. And that's where the controversy comes in. So stay tuned.
The ATL board, that's not statewide. That's just regional?
I believe it is regional. And it will take in majority of all of the bus systems as well as, you know, MARTA. All of those will be under one umbrella.
So is the name MARTA going away?
Yes, it will. It will eventually go away.
Okay. So we'll be riding the ATL to an Atlanta United game instead of MARTA.
Exactly. And one unfortunate thing, you know, I understand what the state is doing. They're saying, well, hey, we want to put some money in the game, so we want to sort of take over. But I think the thing that was missed when it was passed is the fact that Atlanta, Fulton, and DeKalb County have been the sole funders of MARTA for the last 40-plus years. And we don't have any dedicated seats on those boards. I believe that those three entities should have had a dedicated seat on the board, and the rest of them could figure it out. And the board composition and how you go about doing it is very convoluted. It'll probably take me 10 or 15 minutes to explain it. And that still does not necessarily guarantee Atlanta, Fulton, and DeKalb a seat on those boards. If we end up with one from one of the three entities, we will be lucky. So I think that was a fallacy in it, in that, you know, MARTA is the backbone to all of this. Whether it's buses that come from Greta or any of these other systems, everybody hooks into the backbone, which is MARTA. And unfortunately, we don't have a say. One vote is not going to necessarily give us much control over what happens.
Is there some irony to the state, after decades and decades of allowing those three counties to control MARTA, suddenly coming in and saying, we're going to take over?
Well, yeah, I think so. And, you know, finally they're saying they're going to put some money in the game, and how much and to what extent that's going to be seen. And that's the power of state government. People don't realize, you know, state government is very powerful. Cities operate under home rule. We're not even a constitutional entity. So, you know, we have to bow to their will, and that's what they chose to do. I do think that we can certainly go back and say, now that you see how this is all shaking out, can you amend it? Can you make it so that at least Atlanta, Fulton, and DeKalb have a seat on the board? Because without some say, if you're not, like they say, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And I don't think we should be on the menu, because we have been providing and are providing the backbone for that system. And if it wasn't for Atlanta, Fulton, and DeKalb at the time when no one else wanted to participate in public transportation, if it wasn't for those three entities, we wouldn't have anything to work with.
It's an interesting problem to have, that suddenly the state wants to be at the head of the table with public transit.
Yes, it is. But, you know, if it does get them to do what they should have been doing all along, which was participating financially, then I think we have to say, take the good with the bad, but try to make the bad better.